This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. This is Power 98.7. And now you're listening to Power Talk with Lukhon Mguni, 9 a.m. to noon. Taking your calls on 0861 987 000.
People of Power, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Welcome back to the second hour of Power Talk. That sound in your ears, Power 98.7, and the voice is myself, Lukhon Lupawa Mguni, this morning. Thought Council bringing you the first mayoral debate. I must just say, shortly at some point, at about 9:30, got a call from the Chief of Staff of the Mayor at the City of Tshwane, Randall Williams, and profusely apologized for what may have been a misunderstanding between their office and the office of the DA headquarters, and not to participate in this conversation. They've apologized for that. But you know what? We keep the show going. We keep the show going. There are other mayoral candidates who want a shot at the seat of power. Some have tasted it a little, such as Abel Dau, Action SA is Tshwane mayoral candidate. We'll get into that as well this morning. He's joined by Sarah Mabotse, who is the good Tshwane mayoral candidate, and then the mayoral candidate for the Patriotic Alliance, unfortunately, has a family emergency, and so Virginia Kepler joins us as deputy mayoral candidate. Now, we do know that many are going to try and wrestle for power in the city of Tshwane, especially given the hung municipality that it was in the 2016 local government elections, and given the challenges that we still see. I mean, the way in some instances wards where the ANC was not able to meet the 23 August deadline to field candidates. That tells us one thing, that Tshwane is probably still up for the taking. But this is an opportunity for you to get to meet your mayor candidates and put some questions to them on 0861 987 000, and I think the sooner you call in the better, so that you get to we get to have as many questions as possible coming from people who actually reside in the city of Tshwane and who have seen the problems on the ground. So many issues just now in that power line between 9 and 10, we were talking about issues of a dirty city and what's going on there. We know we always talk about Hammanskraal and the water crisis. Put all of these to my guests and what they have in mind. Good Tshwane mayoral candidate, Sarah Mabotse. Good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
Thank you so much for making time. Action SA, Tshwane mayoral candidate, Abel Dau, a good morning to you.
Good morning, Lupawa, and good morning to Power Talk listeners, and condolences to the Mkhize family on the passing of the Deputy Minister in the Presidency.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this conversation.
Thank you so much. Virginia Kepler, Deputy Mayoral Candidate, Patriotic Alliance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lukona. Good morning to all the listeners. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Perhaps let me just give each one of you about 2 minutes to make your opening remarks. Sarah, let's start off with you. Good, this is your first local government elections, and of course your first showing of your hand deliberately and intentionally in the city of Tshwane. What is it that the residents of the city can expect from a good leadership?
Yes, thanks for this opportunity. What the people of Tshwane can expect from me, right? As we speak now, you also indicated just a few seconds ago to say Tshwane, there are a lot of issues in Tshwane. Right now, as we speak, Tshwane is in a mess. There are issues of the Auditor General. For example, the Auditor General reported that there is 2.9 billion rand that was lost through irregular expenditure just last year, in the last financial year. This is our money, listeners, and that money we should be spending it to fix street lights, robots, roads, provide electricity and secure supply of water. So in this, can you see that, there are a lot of issues that, they still need to be resolved in Tshwane. I mean, you can even set an example where you find that, city of Tshwane, they're appointing people with no relevant qualifications. And the AG has been pointing out that finding year on year that, you know, the municipality must start appointing people with relevant qualifications so that they can be able to understand what's going on in government and be able to provide a good service.
Thank you, Sarah. Abel, let me give you your 2 minutes. Give us Action SA. It's almost an offshoot of the Democratic Alliance's failures to retain its leaders, but no doubt standing and taking a chance on three metros in Gauteng and three municipalities, including eThekwini Metro in KwaZulu-Natal. What do you bring to the table for the residents of the city of Tshwane?
Good morning, Lukona, once again, and good morning to, obviously, my other compatriots who are on the call. Look, for us as Action SA, we basically are saying to South Africans, let us fix South Africa, and it starts by fixing the capital in my case. I think, like you correctly put it, we bring to the table a lot of experience. I mean, with Ntate Mashaba in Johannesburg, with myself here in Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, it's mayoral candidate Tlhohle Moseki in the city of eThekwini. We've got Dr. Makhoza. So we boast a pedigree of leaders that have been tried and tested, including myself. I boast a track record of having made things happen in the city of Tshwane. I always highlight the fact that the only successful period that the city has seen is the period January, February 2020. I mean, in the time that I've been in the city, we are talking about the deficit that's there, but you would know that at the time of my leaving, the city had 4.28 billion in cash and cash reserves. I had introduced a program we called Follow the Money. I mean, the city enjoyed one of its best spells in the time. The issue of the water in Hammanskraal first got attention under my leadership as the MMC in the department, as well as when I was acting as mayor. And every piece of success that the current government tries to bring forth is success that was reached under my leadership. I mean, yes, the finances are a crisis, and you're looking at a man and a party that knows how to turn that situation around. Tshwane is currently the squatter capital of the world. Unfortunately, because of the situation of the coalition arrangement between the DA and the EFF at the time, where the EFF was saying to people, take any piece of land that you see fit to reside in. And unfortunately, when we had floods in December 2019 to this day, the city could not resettle the flood victims because there are no pieces of land that are not unoccupied to do exactly that. That our people find themselves in dangerous areas. Parks are a mess in the city. The city is dark.
Amen.
It's a crime capital.
Let's hold that opening 2 minutes remarks from you, and let's move to Virginia. Patriotic Alliance, we've seen you perform quite well in the southern parts of the city of Johannesburg in the by-elections. Not so much in the city of Tshwane. So quite interesting that you are now moving north and spreading your wings. Virginia, tell us, residents of the city of Tshwane are tuned in. What should they expect from the Patriotic Alliance?
The Patriotic Alliance, yes, we have not taken part in any by-elections in Tshwane, so there is no performance record. But what I can tell you is this. It is no surprise that the city of Tshwane is a mess. And also, I'm not going to come here boast about our education credentials and all those things. But what I can tell you is that the Patriotic Alliance is a service delivery-based party. We want to see results. We are very much results-orientated. And that is proven in Ravali in Sun Street, where we, before the by-elections, even brought in our own engineers and people, contractors, to come and fix the mess of where people have been saying for years and years, when it rains, water floods their houses. In Tshwane, and I'm so glad Mr. Abel Tau is on here, our mayoral candidate, he comes from the DA. He knows the Hammanskraal water issues better than anyone. He couldn't fix it. He failed. He didn't even taste the water once. He went there to smell it. I can remember that. But the city has failed us. There's a lot of infighting between the DA and the EFF about tenders, and the DA and the EFF and the ANC about voting certain budgets off or not. So for 2 years, there was only fights and no proper service delivery, nothing. And we as a Patriotic Alliance, we're going to come in there and we're going to change this. We don't have time for fights. We don't have time for, you know, to drag our people further down into poverty. We want to deliver. We have done that. When the president put the country under lockdown, we were the only party that went out to feed our people. The last 14 days for level 4, those 14 days, we started the Kohalio Coast Drive.
Mm.
And we were working in every community in this country, making sure that we take food from our cupboards, that we take food from wherever we could find it, to feed our neighbors, to feed the people down in our street,
okay,
in the parks and everywhere. Thank you.
Okay, Virginia, thank you so much. Now, Sarah, let me come back to you. Give us, what are the 3 key low-hanging fruit areas where you say, if you were to become mayor of the city of Tshwane, these are the 3 things you'd want to achieve in your first 100 days or first year in office?
All right. Thank you for that. Good part is for, these are the things that a good part is going to offer. Tshwane has a great thing to do, but unfortunately, at the moment, it's in a mess.
Mm.
We have a good plan to fix our city. And their plan is based on real solution, right? And our solution is based on, I'm not going, only going to give you 3, but I'm going to give you 4.
Mm.
We have identified 4 things in our good party. We have what we call our special justice. The first one, the first important thing in terms of special justice is that good party will deliver more houses in better locations. We all know that during apartheid, people have been put very far from the workplaces. So they have to commute long distance to come to work. So as good parties say, no, it's high time that we make sure that people are living next to where they are working.
Mm.
My leader, Patricia de Lille, has already launched a massive new housing project in Mooikloof, some in Pretoria. That that project is trying to cater what we call middle missing people who earn too much to qualify for fully subsidized housing, but don't earn enough to afford debt finance housing in the area.
Mm.
So we need to, we need local government to lease more land for housing. We do have assets registered in the city of Tshwane. Properties or land that is readily available, that has been unutilized. Then we find that, you know, we are paying the rent on that property. Why can't we use that property to ensure that we accommodate with our people?
Okay. Just quickly, the other one, Sarah.
Yes. The next one, we've got what we call economic justice. With our economic justice, we're saying we are going to fight corruption that is happening right now in the city of Tshwane. Again, that example of 2.5 billion rand.
Yeah.
That has been.
Who's corrupt there, Sarah, and why have you not done anything about it, even though you are on the outside, if you know that somebody is corrupt?
Yes, we are going to deal with it as good practice. So let me finish this. And that, can you imagine, with that money, that money will have built 20,000 houses.
Who is corrupt?
No, when we go into our office, if people of the Tshwane can vote for us, what we'll do, we'll make sure that all the corrupt people are being exposed. For example, you see now what was happening in the country where you find that, you know, we have the Zondo Commission. So those are the things that we're going to introduce when we get to our office.
Okay.
Because we cannot allow people to continue working and spending money, whereas they don't know what that money is.
Okay, Sarah, let's hold it there for now. I need to take a break and pay some bills. People of Power, this is the mayoral candidates roundtable. I've got the Good Party, Action SA, Patriotic Alliance. 0861 987 000 is the dial. I will also be asking Abel Tau, after paying the bills, what is it that he is going to do in the first 100 days or first year in office, especially given that he's been MMC and acting executive mayor in that city. 22 minutes past 10.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mluli. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Well, let's get back straight into it. Thought Council this morning, mayoral candidates at the city of Tshwane. You can ask them all the questions you have in terms of what they bring to the table on 0861 987 000. Abel, many people say, why should they believe you? You had a chance. They say, yes, you might say the Hammanskraal water issue got attention when you were there, but they say you never resolved it, and that's why Action SA is still very much up in arms on this issue. What is it that you are offering? Top 3 things that you offer the residents of Tshwane.
Lukona, I think based on the track record, we can safely say in 1 year that I've been there, and I always say I've done more for the people of Tshwane than probably everyone from this administration. But the top three things that I'll do in my first 100 days is, one, we have an issue of insourcing. Now, we've demonstrated with Ntate Mashaba being able to insource over 4,000 security guards in the city of Johannesburg. There is a report to insource about 1,500 security guards here in Tshwane. That report was done in my time. So that's definitely one thing that we will do, because it makes sense to insource our people. It gives a better quality of life to our people. But this is going to be an overall structural review of the municipality. Because we've got experience, we know that the city is bloated and it's top-heavy, and we need to deal with that. Let's deal with the millionaire managers and make sure that we employ artisans and people that are going to actually do work on service delivery and fixing what is wrong with our city. So that's going to be a very big priority for us. Also, we are going to take back buildings that have been hijacked in areas such as Sunnyside and Pretoria West. Unapologetically so, we need to bring our people closer to work opportunities, and therefore, and break, obviously, the special planning of the old apartheid regime. And that is done by ensure that will ensure that the city's economy is given a boost. And therefore, it becomes very, very important that that process is undertaken very, 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 very promptly, as soon as we come in. But the issue of crime is a very big issue. Tshwane is also the crime capital of South Africa, as things stand. And I can tell you now, the citizens feel very unsafe. What this current ghost mayor did is to open a satellite metro police office in Harsfontein, therefore prioritizing one section of the community over the rest of the city of Tshwane, to say everyone else can see for themselves what they can do with their crime situation for as long as he and his buddies are safe in the east of Pretoria, which is unfortunate. But what we will do is to make sure that we capacitate Metro Police. I mean, the other day when he went to go and have an event of unveiling some vehicle they had bought as the city to spray people with, one thing that was really shocking is that Metro Police officers actually interrupted that event to come and say, you are sending us out there to protect the citizens of Tshwane. We don't even have bullets. The current force is so demoralized. Things are just a mess. They go every day in to work not knowing whether they'll be paid at the end of the month. So we need to fix the financial situation. Like I said, there's only one person who has got a track record of making sure that the city's fiscal is looked after, and we've got money. So those are things that we are obviously going to tackle in the first 100 days, including professionalizing the public service, making sure that we deal with the billing crisis that's currently a huge issue in the city of Tshwane. So we've got plans to turn the city around.
Abel, hear you loud and clear. Virginia, give us your three things that as Patriotic Alliance you have as immediate issues you wish to address in the city of Tshwane.
One of the immediate issues, Lakuna, is we say don't build more police stations. Give a youth a job and you stop a bullet. We say formalize informal settlements or relocate them where they need to be. In Mamelodi, there's an Alaska squatter camp. Those people have been waiting. In fact, the DA, the city of Tshwane, coalition government, promised to move them in 2019 already. There's no infrastructure, no water, running water, nothing. But they are staying there, and they have been getting these empty promises for years and years. In Estras, there's houses that belongs to the city of Tshwane. There has never been maintained since 1994. There's a block of flats that's never been maintained for years now. People are paying basically rent. They're paying rent because it's not their houses. They cannot have title deeds. That's another issue, is the title deeds. We need to give our people their integrity back and give them the title deeds to their properties. The city knows they're sitting on the title deeds. Maybe they will come and hand it out a week before election day. I don't know, but I hope so, because it will benefit our people. Mm. Another thing is service delivery. Like I said, there hasn't been any service delivery for 2 years. Now, we have been doing that. We have been cleaning on behalf of the city of Tshwane. We have been cutting grass on behalf of the city of Tshwane. Last week, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, the mayor, city of Tshwane mayor, Reno Williams, came to Estras. And you know what was so funny, Lakuna? They painted only the lines on the road where he was going to drive towards the serving center. Mm. What about the rest of that community? What about the rest of Tshwane? The officials, people, the contractors, everybody in the city of Tshwane right now is they are there now. The politicians who's making the decisions and who's sending the contractors out. Send contractors from our own communities. If there's grass to be cut in Mamelodi, let the people of Mamelodi form a consortium and they cut their own grass. Why must money always leave the townships, huh? And illegal citizens. That is the first thing that we want to get rid of. Our president, Gaita McKenzie, said, if we take over, they are the first to go because they are encouraging the private sector to...
And how are you going to let them go, Virginia? I mean, some of if the part of the processes are in the national government's competence.
We will have to put pressure on them. We're not going to just talk a big talk and not go over to action. The Patriotic Alliance is a very, very, very transparent party. Whatever we do, our president is the first to communicate with us.
Okay.
And look, when I'm telling you, you will see us that day.
Let's pause there. It's 10:30, time for Power News headlines. But people of power, do join the conversation, 0861-987-000. This is your conversation. These are your mayoral candidates.
Power Talk with Lukhona Mbuni. Call Lukhona on 0861-987-000.
Indeed, do so. Tweet me at Lukhona Mbuni, hashtag Power Talk. My guests in this Thought Council, a mayoral debate amongst the candidates vying for the top post in the city of Tshwane. Yes, somebody said, well, people don't vote directly mayors. Absolutely true. But once political parties show their hands in terms of who they wish to elevate as mayors, then it means that if you vote for that party, there's high likelihood that that person or individual will become the mayor. 0861-987-000 is the dial this morning. Got good party, Tshwane mayoral candidate, Sarah Mabotse, Action SA, Abel Tau, Patriotic Alliance, deputy mayoral candidate, Virginia Kepler, joining us. I'll ask all my guests to listen in. I'm going to go to the line. Sydney, good morning.
Good morning to you all. I've got three questions here. How are you going, your candidates there, how are you going to create employment? Secondly, are you going to continue with the tender system for politically connected, people or individuals? And then thirdly, how are you going to deal with people who are unable to pay their monthly services because of unemployment?
Okay, short and sweet, Sydney. Thank you so much. Thabo, good morning to you.
Good morning. Let me not waste my time, guys,
yes,
other parties, and go straight to Action SA. Mr. Abel, I'm going to vote for you. You are going to be my mayor. Ke Motswana member. I just want to ask you this key issue saying in your mind when you go into the office. The city of Tshwane, Brown Street, Gamohara Hapitoria, Brown Street, my brother. Brown Street.
Okay.
We've been talking to the ANC. I think everybody knows about Brown Street. To such an extent that even Jabu, the taxi driver, dies around that area.
Mm.
There's drug trafficking around that area. How are you going to address that issue? Not only in that area, Sela. You go to Sunnyside, there are people who pretend to be selling cigarettes and they're selling drugs. And then the previous mayors have been allowing that. So how are you going to stop that? And you come to Amaskral. Here, whole truck station is our Amaskral station. Drugs are sold like the chocolate. They are sold like Maslisi Mostrati.
Okay, Thabo.
So how are you also going to address that issue, the issue of Abelegi?
Okay,
Thabo.
Point well made. Pogiso, good morning. Pogiso?
Yes.
How are you? Okay, so you're on the road. Hey, I must probably send your line back and see if we can stabilize it because I'm not hearing you properly. Perhaps let me start in reverse. Virginia, you had those, questions, three-pointed questions from Sydney at least.
Yes, we spoke about the tenders one. We as the Patriotic Alliance believe, we don't believe that only two or three people should benefit from a tender process. Because there's always many more skills involved in whatever the project is. So that tender process, we will be revisiting it and we will redesign a new one to benefit more people in the communities. We say if there's a project in a certain community, we will first use the skills in that community and slice the pie so that more people can benefit from it. Service delivery for all the people or people who's unemployed, Right now, there are pensioners that are sitting in this predicament where they only get their state pension, the SASSA grant, and they have exorbitant utility bills to pay. Mm. That is one thing that we will revisit. We need to do a door-to-door campaign where we will have to look at the dynamics in every house where there is a problem. The POP system doesn't really help people. It should be an easy system, but it's not as easy. So people are still struggling to apply for poor of the poorest services. And it's your human right to have these services, to have running water. I mean, you can't deny people from having running water. COVID-19 has brought a lot of unemployment issues with it. Our youth are sitting at home. There's a lot of issues surrounding drugs, and I still maintain that the government is pushing the drug program all over the country because they are in charge of the national police, all over police, and the police in particular areas especially are friends with the drug dealers, so they're not doing anything about it. That is why we say the Patriotic Alliance don't want to be the opposition party. We want to go to government where the real policies are being made.
Okay.
So we can change this.
Virginia, got you. Abel, some pointed questions from Sydney. Also, a question from Tabo. I also have a tweet that wants to check if you indeed refused to drink or taste water in Hammanskraal.
Lukona, I did not refuse to taste water in where the DA actually wanted me going around to take the water in Hammanskraal. What that video demonstrates that in my time we got the water in Hammanskraal to meet aesthetic parameters where it was clear, the smell was gone. All that was needed to be fixed was the issue of nitrates, which emanates from the quality of the raw water that we're getting. So I did drink the water because at the time we were here to say the people of Hammanskraal must not drink the water because excessive exposure to water with high nitrate concentration is not good for people's hair. So that happened in September.
Abel, I'm starting to lose your line. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm losing you. Just move a bit.
Can you hear me?
Better.
Properly. Yeah. I'm saying that happens in September the 19th, 2019, when I went with the Parliamentary Committee on Human Settlement. So water in Hammanskraal was definitely at the brink of being resolved, and I did drink the water. We don't encourage people to drink the water because exposure to it at a prolonged way, it will be harmful to them. Secondly, the issue of tenders, we are very clear to say tenders should only to procure new infrastructure. Lukona. We can't have tenders for maintenance, right?
Mm.
Able to do has been completely depleted. And what it does is that it creates a breeding ground for people who are interested for maintenance to obviously not do quality work because what's the incentive to make sure that lights are on all the time and water is running. Therefore, that is why service delivery has been hampered in the manner that it is. We are going to bring back the Tshwane Leadership Academy, which used to be Primos, which trained artisans, electricians and plumbers for the city on the infrastructure of the city by the people who are technicians who built this infrastructure and have maintained it for years to make sure that there's continued training of the maintenance officers or maintenance staff of the city. In the issue of jobs, Tshwane is the city with the highest the most expensive city to live in, but we have got a track record there. The SEZ that is currently being entered into a partnership by the National Department together with the city of Tshwane in the fourth area where in Silverton was in our time where we worked tirelessly to make sure that there is an MOU and that goes ahead because we are committed to creating jobs. But the jobs can only be created when people feel safe and to invest in your city when people feel that.
Okay.
Abel,
I'll just ask Banyana to just make sure that your line is as clear as possible because we are losing a bit of the input that you are making. Sarah, please come in. There were those pointed questions from Sydney. Also, the issue of drugs being raised as a significant problem in and around the city of Tshwane.
All right. So when you look at the issue of drugs, what you're saying is good is that we need to start looking at the root cause. So what is the root cause of drug addiction? The problem is the problems comes with a lot of unemployment.
For us, what we're going to do, we're going to build shelters, we're going to involve the social workers so that they can be able to deal with people on the ground. Because when you look at it deeper than this, you find that, you know, there are households that, you know, they don't have income, and people get so frustrated that the only thing they can think of that, you know, will ease their minds is going through drugs. So if involving our social workers to go there and find out what is the root cause, and we'll be able to build a rehabilitation center, the shelters for the people who don't have any place to go, and we're also going to feed those the people that cannot be able to afford. So we'll be having the soup kitchens and those things that can be able to help the community, so that, you know, they don't get so exposed to hunger and end up doing drugs. So what we're going to do, that's what we're going to do. But in terms of job creation, remember, property is a very strong weapon that can be able to create jobs. So what we're going to do as good, we're going to see we've got lots of properties that are sitting in our asset register. You find that, you know, they're not being rehabilitated. They're sitting out there, then they've been illegal occupants. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a category of properties in our asset register. We analyze them. And based on that, we'll be able to get properties where we can be able to employ the youth to go and clean the youth, but they could then be able to go and do a minor, what we call minor facilities management. That will include the facilities in terms of cleaning, doing the gardening, and doing the horticulture. So that's how we're going to do it. And we can also use the money that we always spend on wastage, create more jobs in terms of improving our infrastructure. We could see that an infrastructure in China really needs to be rehabilitated as well. So that's where we're going to make sure that we employ more youth, not even only the youth. We're also going to employ other people, because it's not only the youth that we have a problem with unemployment.
Okay. Yes, just quickly finish off that point, Sarah. I want to go back to the line.
All right. So the other thing is that the issue of the tender process. With the tender process, what we are saying, we're saying it's high time that the people of Tuan understand the process that are involved in the tender process. So what we're going to do, we're going to involve them in terms of the tender process. For example, they should be knowing in terms of the functionality criteria, how it's going to be done. Though we know that you cannot be able to get this, the estimate. But we also have, it has to be more transparent. We have to advertise it in their local paper.
Let's hold it there for now. I want to go back to that line. It's just, you know, fitting as many questions and sentiments that come from this city's residents. Pogiso, good morning.
Morning. Let me not waste time.
Absolutely.
The opening remarks from all three candidates was not, I was not moved. It sounded like they were not prepared for this interview. But to Mr. Tau, let me give it to you this way. I'm going to put you in office, but do only one thing. Stop. Don't go and try and fight corruption and tender regularities. You'll be wasting your time in office. Go and fight the small things. Right now, yesterday, it came out that the city is going to be giving opportunity to people that are not earning enough money to occupy the newly built flats next to the Home Affairs. Right there, of creation and foreign nationals. The previous cost houses, those flats are occupied by foreign nationals. You have a problem already. Right now, you have a problem of the motor industry where you have Rebecca Street in the city of Tuan. The whole of Pretoria West is basically an industrial site. They have taken those houses and converting them into mechanical workshops, salons, but yet No metro police is going there and asking for business zoning.
Okay, so wrap it up.
Yet they have a cabbage, have a guy who's built, basically planted cabbages, and then now they're taking him to court. But the whole of Rebecca Street, people are fixing cars on the side of the road.
Okay.
Go and sort out that mess. Sort out the housing. You don't even need to build infrastructure for Nyaope people. There's already houses there.
Got you. Let me go to Ramuketi. Ramuketi, good morning. Go for it.
Yes, to your guest, that me, my concern is that the parks, you know, Vegas Park and Magnolia Park, they used to be the best park in the world. But currently, I don't know what is happening with regards to people who are responsible for their parks. So even in the inner city itself, really, I'm not impressed. I usually just go there to do some admin works. But the what I used to love, the Beggars Park, Magnolia Park, please bring back those. But I think you can only do those if you are the majority, of course.
Okay.
But other than that, we're still going to be stuck. Thanks.
Ramakedi, got you loud and clear. Mangisa, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Luca. How are you?
Very well. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am covered partly by one of your speakers.
Okay.
Who says your guests there, they are all over the place, you know, when they are speaking. Just an advice to them, you know, government or the public sector or public administration is founded on 8 principles, the Batupili principles.
Mm.
Now, for them to be able to be convincing, at least to me, they would have to confine themselves within those 8 principles of Batupili and tell the public, therefore, or pick any 2, you know, and tell the public what is it that they will do as, you know, for service delivery to make sure that it is in conformity with those principles,
okay,
to give a structure to what they want to tell the public.
Fantastic. Got you loud and clear, Dr. Mangisa. Tabang, good morning.
Good morning, Lupao. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Go for it.
Yes. 2 things, ne? Right now, currently, there's a lot of corruption happening in the city, ne?
Mm.
We've got MMCs doing business with the city. We've got pent-up processes that are being...
Do you have an example of an MMC doing business with the city?
No, I don't want to get myself into trouble.
But I also don't want you to spread misinformation.
They should be aware. They should be aware because they are close to them. They know about the corruption.
Okay, uzongklebela. Carry on.
Yeah, and then we also got companies that is running all the tenders in the city. That company is running all the projects in the city. It's monopolizing all the tender processes in the city. So what is happening to the small businesses, the young guys who want to do business in the city, but we've got big guys, politically influenced companies that are running business in the city. What is their strategy over that issue? And then last issue is about the garbage collectors. I mean, when we grew up, the garbage collectors used to be working for municipalities, but now we've got contractors working for to take garbage. I mean, what happened to the insourcing that they always promised? You see?
Okay.
So,
Tabang, got you loud and clear.
Sharp.
Mushido, good morning.
Hey, how's it?
Fantastic. Go for it.
Sharp. Well, now, there's a place here, and I want to ask something. More social group called Marigana. It's near Yesteres, social group, and Twaying. So, these politicians, like Kalavantwa, they've been promising us, Julius Malema, everyone, like almost many, the political, promising us or nobody will service delivery. There's no water, there's no electricity. Almost 10 years right now, ne? Nobody fill these trucks so deliver a from Amanskral. Then the Barcelona on a Moody Jojo tank. Right now they stopped because of people they don't want to vote. I don't know whether they don't want to vote for ANC or for DA or for A. So now we are suffering. No water, no electricity. It's all about Izinyoka. Like the electricity we require is Izinyoka. It's
okay.
Only Izinyoka.
Mushido, got you. I've got 3 candidates on the line. I need to give them 2 minutes each to wrap up. Sarah, let me start off with you. You've heard some of the sentiments. Just high level, respond to the listeners.
All right. With regard to the issue of corruption, I think, you know, throughout the interview we've been talking, I've been emphasizing the issue of corruption. Corruption is key for good parties. So what are we going to do? We're going to do audit and make sure that, you know, people who are corrupt are going to be brought to books. That's the first thing that we're going to do. In terms of the issue of the principle of Batupili, we all know that, you know, Batupili, they do have those principles, but what we can do is just that maybe for this interview we didn't look at them, but if you look at our own themes and as good, those 4 themes relate to all those issues of what to build your social justice, your special development justice, your economic and environmental justice. I think it covers that. For the issue of the small business, yes, we are also advocating that we should be empowering business. We are tired of whereby you find that, you know, there's also corruption that is going on. A few people are being awarded tenders. The rest of people, if you don't know anyone, in the city, then we won't be able to be given the tender. So what we say, we have to make sure that the tender process for small business is very transparent. Then in that way, we'll be able to have a certain target that for this target, what we're going to do, we're going to empower a BEE for a particular, so that we can be able to empower a small business. The issue of social Google, Marigana, no water in electricity, I think one, if South Africans can be able to vote for a good part, those are the issues that we are going to deal with. It's part of our social justice. Mm. We're going to address the basic issues, the basic issue of water, electricity, roads, and all these issues that are affecting the people of Chad. People of Chad are not yet enough.
Okay.
So what you are saying as good parties that lend us your vote for only 5 years,
all right,
so that we can be able to give a good service.
Sarah, let's hold it there, Abel. A response to you. I mean, something that I don't want to have overlooked is the question around parks as well, because recreational facilities are so important, especially for cities.
Absolutely, Lukola. We can start in parks. It is an indictment and unfortunate that the people of Tshwane are exposed to the kind of dilapidation that happens in our park. Worst of all, parks like the Solomon Mahlangu Park. Really, it is disrespectful what is happening to our park. I mean, Springbok Park, we are currently, the owner of the business in the area has actually been working with other businesses in the area to literally take over the park, and we are fixing it. So it is very, very important. Throughout the city, parks have just gone to the dog. And this is something that we really need to address as a matter of urgency to make sure that, you know, people at least have recreational spaces. But there was also an issue of Brown Street. Now, Lukona, it's said that the office of the mayor is literally overlooking Brown Street where this Nyaupe situation is happening. Mm. And what is even worse is that, you know, you ended up having the taxi industry taking things into their own, matters into their own hands with the death of Jabu, and may his gallant soul rest in peace. But what you would know is that at the time we also really intervened. There was a drug unit in the city that we don't know what happened to. I spoke about the morale of the Metropolis officers, which is at its lowest, and the general workforce of the city of Tshwane, which need a leader, not an absent mayor, to lead from the front and really rebuild the confidence of people of Tshwane. The issue in Marikana has to do with the city trying to bully. I know that that is tribal land. We have been talking and we have been engaging and working with Contra Lesser. We'll be having an event with Contra Lesser on the 24th, but we've also been talking to the Matebele Bahakekana, and obviously it's just a small matter of being able to get into an agreement, a memorandum of understanding with the tribal authority. There's nothing stopping us from getting a memorandum of understanding and being able to provide basic services to that community, because at the end of the day, as much as legally the city cannot put infrastructure in land they don't own, we can find ways around that. And the tribal authority will...
Abel, let's hold it there. Virginia, come in, wrap up.
Yeah, I hear a lot of excuses of the city can't do this and the city can't do that, as if I will... my little Kenneth Abel and Sarah is already working for the city, so it should be alarming to us. When it comes to parks, that is one of the top points on our list that we need to change, is all, you know, the upgrading of all parks, sports and recreational facilities, because our youth is on the street and we need to get them off the street. But with parks and all recreational facilities as it is, that is a problem. The maintenance of buildings, the city of Tshwane has not maintained any building. They can't even maintain power stations and water pipes. So, you know, it's questionable of how competent they are. We need to get them out. When it comes to Soshanguve, Marikana, it's the same situation in all other townships and communities where there's informal settlements, there's no water, there's no sanitation, any type of infrastructure. The city sent out a list of informal settlements that they will formalize now. Mm. But none of them is... most of those, they have already some sort of water system going. But there are many more that doesn't have water systems going. And the city of Tshwane keeps a blind eye. Like I said, they've been fighting over tenders, the DA and the ANC and the EFF, and they've allowed the city to just fall apart at the seams. One of the other important things that we must consider is that the City of Tshwane's EPWP program. Their program really doesn't benefit all the people in all the communities. They run it on a lottery system, and our Mayor Kenneth Tau will know that because he was there when it was launched. That system must be corrupted, because I can tell you, when you go to the marginalized communities, and I'm talking marginalized, it's like the very poor black communities, the very poor colored and very poor white communities. You'll find that they are not included in it.
Okay. Virginia, let's hold it there. I try to give all of you some amount of time. Thank you so much. Good Action SA, Patriotic Alliance. All the best with the electioneering.
Thank you, Lakona.
Thank you.
All right. Those are mayoral candidates for the City of Tshwane. Let's go to Power News.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.